What's up, podcast family? Man, I really hope that you guys are safe out there. I'm really praying for a lot of you guys. It's really heavy hearts, challenging times. And I know that this is these moments that we're in, I think we're just getting started. I don't believe this is a flash in the pan, and I'll be honest, I don't even quite want it to be. I want us to really resonate. And so I think it's great that we start this conversation off with a clip from Ella Baker. And this is from her speech. It's a quick clip, only a couple minutes, from 1974. So I think you guys will get a lot out of it. Check it out.
Friends, brothers, and sisters in the struggle for human dignity and freedom, I am here to represent the struggle that has gone on for 300 or more years, a struggle to be recognized as citizens in a country in which we were born. I have had about 40 or 50 years of struggle, ever since a little boy on the streets of Norfolk called me a nigger. I struck him back, and then I had to learn. One individual was not enough. It takes organization. It takes dedication. It takes the willingness to stand by and do what has to be done when it has to be done. A nice gathering like today is not enough. You have to go back and reach out to your neighbors who don't speak to you. And you have to reach out to your friends who think they are making it good and get them to understand that they, as well as you and I, cannot be free in America or anywhere else where there is capitalism and imperialism until we can get people to recognize that they themselves have to make the struggle and have to make the fight for freedom every day in the year, every year, until they win it. Thank you.
I really thought that was a great speech. It was something that I needed to hear at the time, because I've been watching the news and watching social media feeds and just seeing all the posts and the comments come through. And honestly, I said I've been watching, but I've been limiting my exposure to it just for my own sanity, my own health, because it's heavy, man. And that speech from Ella Baker, I think, is timely, because what we're entering into is a phase that I believe I haven't lived through before, which is not just a protest for a night, because as you guys know, we're going into day number, I think it's day 8 or so of the protest. And this is going to be something that I think we're just getting started with. As I was saying, I believe the ripple effects that we're feeling from COVID haven't even been present. I heard a study recently this morning that said that people are saving more than ever. However, the unemployment rate is through the roof. They think it's in the 25 to 30% range. They're not even sure yet. Haven't even fully calculated. Mainly because the people that are even on unemployment, a lot of people are making more money on unemployment than you are to go out and get a job. And let's assume that those jobs are going to be there when they're ready to go apply again. Right? So I don't even think that we're in the first quarter of the ripple effect of the COVID situation, let alone just the compounding effects that we're seeing now from a lot of systemic racism, a lot of injustice. The wealth gap has been building. This is just only a matter of time. So I feel like this has been pent up. And this is something that I think a lot of people have seen and have been waiting to happen for a while. People higher up as well as people on the bottom. Because, you know, if you look at where people are putting their money, it's pretty obvious. They're doubling down on, you know, policing the actual cities and states here in LA, I know there's a proposal, I don't believe it's passed yet, proposal for a $3 billion increase to the LAPD, and that's just in LA County alone. And so, and there's an extreme cutback on all the rest of the services. And I want to be clear by saying all this, I'm a fan of capitalism. I'm a fan of the free markets more so. And there's a great things that happen whenever you let people do what they do and choose who they want to operate with. This is why the internet is going to win over time, because it gets rid of all that bias out the way, man. I mean, yeah, you can choose. You can go buy from whoever you want to, regardless of, you know, if you believe in them or not. Sometimes if you're looking for the best price, the best product, you can go right to Amazon, just pick that up, regardless of what's going on in your world, unless it's something that's just ethically standing against it, right? But even with the internet, you can still see what people's values are a lot more. So you could peek behind it, peek behind the actual curtain easier. So this is why this is going to be here to stay. And I guess a lot of thoughts and ideas about business models that I believe are emerging as number one. My thoughts about the whole gig economy as a way to accelerate the free market. Man, I got a lot of opinions about that, but this is not for that episode. That'll be for later in the week. But I just want to encourage you guys to say, man, this is a marathon. And wherever you wherever you stand or wherever your values are, this is going to be a long haul. So get yourself in the mindset of commitment. Like, we have to commit to this process and not commit to the feelings of good and feelings of, you know, I want to feel a certain type of way, because feelings are fleeting. They come and go. You're happy, you're sad, you have a good day, you have a bad day. That, a lot of that's external factor things. But we can commit internally to a process that we're dedicated to. And that's what I want to talk about. And that's what I want to get across today, is that whatever you are working on, making sure that whatever you're grinding towards, whatever you're working towards, whatever you're dedicated to winning has a purpose behind it. And the purpose needs to be something that builds other people up. I mean, I really believe now more than ever, collaboration, cooperation over competition. I'm looking to partner up with so many more of my quote unquote competitors. And that's how I really hit my goals last year, was all through cooperation. I reached out to people that were direct competitors, and I would give a referral if people didn't want to do business with me. I would try to see if there's angles that we can partner up and work together. And collaboration is a big thing of what I value. Togetherness is what I'm into. You know, like, I like to see cohesive units, and more than ever during this time, cohesiveness is mandatory. This is not something where you can go at it solo. You're gonna burn out. It's a marathon, I promise you. If you go at it alone, man, yeah, you can get there quick. You can sprint your way there. But boy, this race is long. So strap yourself in. I'm going to take a page out of Ella Baker's book, and I'm just going to stay dedicated. I'm going to try to organize the places that I can organize. And either way, man, if you're going outside, if you're finding a way to write up some brand new type of legislation, if you're reaching out to people just to make sure that they're feeling good and healthy, just asking how you can help your neighbor, whatever you're into, you know, take a stance and do something. I'm going to challenge myself to do something. And that's why I want to use my podcast as a platform, as a way that I can just share some positivity, as well as the proper mindset of what this process that we're all going to go through, whether you want to go through it or not, you're going to be in it. You know, you can bow out if you want to, but you're still in it. As long as you're going to be in the U.S., in this country, you're going to be dealing with it, whether you want to admit it or whether you want to grapple with that or not. So with that said, guys, I'm going to get out of here for today. But you guys stay strong. You guys be blessed. And come back later on this week. Not next week. I got a couple more episodes I got to get out this week. And if you have any thoughts, comments, feel free to go to salesculture.org. Link up with me there. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what your thoughts and how you guys are navigating these times. Drop me a voice note on Anchor. I'll make sure that it lands on the show. And with that said, if there's anything I can do to help out where you are, I mean, I know I'm just a, you know, podcaster dude, podcast novice place in the Pasadena, but if there's anything I can do with my limited reach or funds and resources, hit me up, man. I would love to see how I can help and when I can help. If not, try to point you in the right direction. All right, guys, until next episode, I'm out.